Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Sally Swenson. She is the education manager at Dallas County Hospital, and we are talking about National Diabetes Awareness Month. Sally, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So as I said, we're talking about all things to do with diabetes. So first of all, tell us, what is diabetes?
Well, there's two different types of diabetes. There's type 1, where the pancreas fails to function anymore. We consider it autoimmune disorder, where the body kind of turns on itself. And those people are needing insulin that they can inject to be able to treat that. The other kind of diabetes that's more common is type 2. And that is the kind where the body isn't able to use the insulin that is being produced as well. We become insensitive to our own insulin. And so then there are things that we can do with exercise and diet choices and some oral medications and maybe eventually insulin that we can use to treat that kind of diabetes.
For sure. Now, type 1 is typically discovered early on in life, correct?
Yeah, it's more common among children. We usually think of type 1 diabetes as being a juvenile or a childhood disease, but not that it can't happen in older people as well. But we are seeing type 2, which we usually considered with an aging-related population. We're seeing more and more type 2 in younger people, which is kind of scary to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And then leading to type 2 diabetes, you also have prediabetes, which is its own monster, basically.
Right. And there are some indicators that your physician or your provider has when you go in for your physical exam that kind of predicts whether or not you're leading into diabetes. And if we can catch people in the prediabetes stage, we can delay or prevent that from becoming full-blown diabetes. And so we do have a curriculum and a course that we would encourage people to attend that will help prevent diabetes.
Okay. Now, who are people that are frequently at risk for diabetes in general?
Well, it's, you know, one of those risk factors goes up as we age, and we can't do anything about that. The other thing that we can't change is who we're related to, and it's a genetic problem as well, that if your mother or father or brother or sister has diabetes, that puts you at higher risk for developing it. Moms who had babies that weighed 9 pounds or were diagnosed with gestational diabetes during pregnancy are also at high risk for developing diabetes. And then people that don't exercise a lot, couch potatoes, are generally at higher risk. And then if you're carrying excess weight or have blood work that shows that your cholesterol levels, triglyceride levels are high, or that you also have high blood pressure, those are going to put you at higher risk for developing diabetes as well.
Okay, now you mentioned the gestational diabetes. That's something that's even different from the other kinds as well, correct?
That's correct. That's usually once a mom starts to gain baby weight, then sometimes the pancreas isn't able to keep up with the demands of the mom and the baby, and blood sugars start to creep up because the insulin isn't sufficient to cover. And so then we have to watch both mom and baby that they don't have blood sugar problems during the pregnancy and then the baby after birth as well. And then once mom loses that extra weight after baby's been born, usually the gestational diabetes goes away, but can reappear as type 2 diabetes if she would gain weight later on in life.
Okay. So what can be done for people to prevent diabetes in themselves?
Well, the two main things that we teach in the Prevent T2 class is, number one, they have to get a moderate amount of activity per week. So we really have them track their physical activity, and we need them to do about 150 minutes a week, which breaks down into about 30 minutes 5 days a week, or most days of the week. And then the other thing that they can do is work on healthy lifestyle choices in terms of food choices, that kind of thing. We look at diet issues, like maybe cutting portion sizes, maybe switching to some more low carbohydrates instead of getting most of your food sources from those starches and sugars that break down and easily go into the bloodstream. What are some other food choices? Stop drinking pop. You know, that would be a huge thing if most of us could cut out those sugary beverages.
Well, that's a tall order for someone like me. I love pop. So. All right. How can diabetes be managed once it's been diagnosed?
Well, we use a variety of things. Again, we encourage activity because your insulin becomes more sensitive to your body, the more active you are. We also encourage, again, better food choices. Eliminate the sugary drinks, the low carbohydrate foods, those kinds of things. And then making sure that people aren't skipping breakfast, that they disperse their food intake throughout the day instead of binging once or twice a day. Those kinds of healthy habits will go a long ways. And then just working with your physician to do medication management, because your physician is helpful in managing this disease, but you're in control of this mostly. And so we do have self-management classes that we bring people into to talk about what is the disease, what are complications, how to manage it, how to check blood sugars, and why it's important to know your numbers with your A1C and your cholesterol and those kinds of things as well. And so what are good numbers? What are our risky numbers that would put you at risk for complications of diabetes as well?
All right. So what are some of the complications? You know, you hear a lot of scary stories about people losing limbs, that sort of thing. And what are some of the symptoms that people should be mindful of?
Well, just as people are being diagnosed with diabetes, some of the things that they might notice is that they're thirsty all the time. They're trying to dilute those high blood sugars, and so it creates an increased thirst mechanism. But unfortunately, they grab the wrong thing. They grab more soda pop or whatever, which just makes the blood sugar go higher. But because they're drinking all the time, they're also going to the bathroom a lot. So they're getting up more in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. The other thing we notice is that they're constantly hungry. So while the blood sugars are high, the cells of the body aren't getting the energy they need because you don't have the insulin to move the sugar into the cells. So it's sending messages to the brain, feed me, I need that food. And so then they're putting on maybe excess weight or losing weight, and they can't explain why. So those are the initial symptoms of diabetes. So a lot of people are walking around right now with diabetes that haven't been diagnosed yet. And so then the complications, what we're looking at, amputations is one thing, but there's also blindness that can occur. So it's really important for people with diabetes to have annual eye exams. We also are concerned with kidney function. And so that's something that your provider will check when you have yearly physicals or more frequent than that if need be, to check to make sure your kidneys are handling the sugar is okay and not you're not ruining your kidneys. Dental health is a big thing. High blood sugars, bacteria in the mouth can cause a lot of gum disease and those kinds of things. And so people lose teeth when they have high blood sugars as well. So those are some of the things that we encourage people to monitor and be on top of and make sure they have annual exams with their dentist and eye doctor and their healthcare provider.
Absolutely. Now, at Dallas County Hospital, you do offer an assortment of programs related to prediabetes and diabetes. So talk a little bit about those.
Our prediabetes class is called Prevent T2. It's a year-long course. We meet 26 times over that year. And we have sessions that are pretty much weekly the first 16 weeks, then we go to every other week, and then monthly towards the end of the year. And we require everybody to weigh in. That's part of the Center for Disease Control program. It's their curriculum, and we report those numbers without their names attached, but we report weights and physical activity numbers to the CDC for our accreditation for that program. So we teach a lot of the lifestyle recommendations that the CDC has recommended that they have found prevents diabetes in 57% of the cases of the people that take this program. And then we also offer diabetes self-management classes every other month. It's a Saturday for 4 hours, and we give you the information you need to know to better manage your diabetes in partnership with your healthcare provider. And then we also have diabetes support groups. We facilitate them, but the participants, they help each other. And so they encourage one another. A lot of times we feel like we're preaching to the choir because these people know their diabetes quite well. And if people are new to the group, they help them figure out whatever their struggles are. And they encourage them to keep going and keep things on the even keel with their diabetes.
All right. One last question I have for you. Why do you feel like it's important to have an entire month devoted to raising awareness about diabetes?
We probably need a whole year just because diabetes is one of those diseases that is in the forefront now in terms of a national health problem. It's epidemic not only in our country, but worldwide now. And so anything we can do to prevent it or delay it from happening is going to help our population age better, have a better quality of life, Plus, we save tons of money on healthcare dollars and expenses. And so I would really think that we need to emphasize it all the time, not just 1 month out of the year.
All right. Well, Sally Swenson with Dallas County Hospital, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I don't think so. Unless they are interested in any of these programs, they can reach out to me and I can give my number. It's 515-465-7512. And we can give them more information and let them know when the next class is going to start. And we'd love to have them be a part of that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sally Swenson. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.